we have been searching high and low for something, some good to come out of all of this rain, aside from the drought being over, of course, and what we can look forward to. We found it. And on the KSRO live line with us is Bill McNamara. He's the executive director of Quarry Hill Botanical Gardens in Glen Ellyn. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty well because I'm looking forward. These rains should bring for us a spectacular spring. Lots to look at, right?
I think that's definitely true. I'm looking out the window now, watching the current storm. And as you well know, we've had plenty. We've had 42 and a half inches as of yesterday afternoon, which is quite a bit more than normal for us. But this bodes a fantastic spring. And the magnolias are already beginning to show their glory here at the garden.
Well, like I said, we're just looking for something to look forward to. And I'm thinking it's going to be great to see the Sonoma County hillsides green again this year. And I would think that the wildflowers would be quite wild this spring.
It's likely that we will have one of the best wildflower shows we've ever had, and I think Quarry Hill will have one of its best spring flowerings that we've ever had as well. The roses are going to be fantastic, and the dogwoods and the crab apples and so many other things.
If only you guys had a cottage where I could stay overnight at the botanical garden.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We actually do have a cottage.
Oh!
And we do rent that for out-of-town or local people. It's available for people to rent overnight, and it's quite comfortable because it's right there on the edge of the garden, and you have access to the garden.
Yeah, if you've never been to Quarry Hill, you're right in my neighborhood. I'm in Kenwood. So if you've never been to Quarry Hill Botanical Gardens, it's right off Highway 12 in Glen Ellyn. It's really a sight to see. And what do you think is going to be different this year as opposed to the last few springs? I mean, we've talked about some of the flowers, but how big of a difference can we expect in beauty in gardening today? This coming spring?
Well, at Quarry Hill, talking just specifically about Quarry Hill, the garden has really matured. It's now 30 years old. This is our 30th anniversary. And once you have trees that have fully matured, the amount of flower that they put out is just spectacular. So I think that's going to be the key thing this year. And also, we have several waterfalls in the garden, and they're going to be flowing quite a bit into the spring this year because of all the heavy rain in the mountains behind us. So I think with all those things combined, it's just going to be spectacular. We have some very rare trees that you can't see anywhere else in the country that will be blooming this spring also, like Emmenopteras and Polonias and many other things.
I have this vision of 30-foot mustard plants by the time this is all over, Bill. Bill, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Something to look forward to indeed out of all of this rain. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's Bill McNamara, the executive director of Quarry Hill Botanical Gardens. Yes, it should be a colorful and bountiful spring.